Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping you promote your business by giving you world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about why etiquette is more than just table manners. My guest today is one of America's leading etiquette experts. She has worked with many of the people that you see on television in the areas of etiquette, public speaking, image consulting, as well as media and press coaching. Her clients include corporations, new socialites, athletes, children, adults, new graduates, and people from all walks of life. We consider it an honor and a pleasure to have on the phone today a young lady who is from my home state of South Carolina and a Clemson University graduate, Ms. Sherry Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sparkplug. How are you? It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
I'm fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Well, that's great. We all are trying to get better, aren't we?
All right. Hey, are you ready to talk about why etiquette is more than just table manners?
Oh, I'm ready to go. It permeates every aspect of our lives, and it's a subject worth discussing in detail as much as we can.
All right. So let's get right into it, okay?
All right.
How does etiquette factor into our business lives?
Well, it's noticed. I call it the it factor. Those that have the it factor are remembered when promotions come along. A company feels more comfortable when there's an employee that's polite and professional. For example, a manager is more apt to put that person before a major client. And we all know that skills and knowledge of your field are important, but you couple those with strong business etiquette and attention to detail, all revolving around good manners, and you'll see how those people are perceived and accepted by clients. It makes a huge difference in your professional career.
What about our future mates? How does etiquette factor into marriage potential?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. We all look for things that set our love interests apart, and so do our parents. A parent's biggest desire is for their child to meet someone who is kind, polished, determined, motivated, headed for something wonderful. Something that is noticeable is manners. We feel proud when we're with somebody who's adept in social situations. We're not talking about cockiness or arrogance, and I always have to draw that delineation. It's attractive as long as it's confidence without arrogance, and I always refer to that in my seminars. Confidence without arrogance is key. We're drawn to people who are proper. They stand out. They stand out in a social situation, at a business dinner, in a business meeting, in a classroom situation, in every aspect of their lives. They get more attention from teachers, win more awards, get promoted, they get the date. A person doesn't have to be in the finest boarding school to be skilled in the social graces or the art of speaking. It can be learned if we start the work when our children are young. Just simply doing the right thing. There is no downside to having good manners.
Well, Sherry, tell us briefly, what's the best way to stand out?
Well, the best way to stand out is to learn your P's and Q's. Learn how to do things properly. Learn that when you meet someone the first time, the proper protocol to address them and leave them. I always call it an open, middle, and close, just like I do with my public speaking classes, just like you do when you write a letter or a thank you note. You open it with a greeting. You have something in the middle, some sort of discussion or addressing a certain point, a business point, or whatever the topic at hand might be. Even if you're in someone's home, there's something in the middle, some chit-chat. And then upon your departure, there's always a close. It's a thank you. It's a I appreciate your time, or I hope that this serves to clarify the discussion that we had earlier. Open, middle, and close is very important. So if we can start with that and work on our body posture and our eye contact all throughout, then we know through small tweaks that we can make a huge difference in how we're perceived by others. And perception is key. We're a media-driven society. Perception is key. We know that top orators, people who hold themselves a certain way and command an audience, Those are the ones that capture our attention. Those are the ones we like to put on television. Those are the ones that we like to put in print. Those are the people that excel.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here. How do you see the children of today? Do they have good etiquette?
Well, yes and no. I see wonderful children, but I get a little troubled by the disintegration of the social graces. I think it's especially what we're not teaching our children. For example, we're one of the few countries who allows our youngsters to address their elders by a first name. And there's a strong argument for that, and I hear it a lot. This places us all on the same level, and we really aren't on the same level. Most every other country uses a title of some sort as respect for parents or aunts, uncles, those older than us. It sets a clear distinction, and yes, by osmosis, when some level of respect. I've noticed that some kids really don't know how to approach a playmate or friend's family properly, address them properly, thank them properly, clean up after themselves while they're a guest, and send a thank you for that wonderful time.
Well, tell you what, let's try to get even more down to the nitty-gritty. What are three things that you should do when first meeting someone?
Well, besides having your chin level at a certain level, which exudes confidence without cockiness, the first thing you should do is establish direct eye contact. You're now setting the tone. Looking away, nervous gestures, that doesn't really get you anywhere. But a confident, direct eye contact, that's your starting point. A nice handshake, a firm handshake done properly, thumb up toward the ceiling, no more than 3 shakes. You're not out to break bones, and we don't need a real lip handshake. So that's something, you know, that we train. We train people in corporations on the proper handshake. In other countries, as well as this one, that handshake is the first meeting in any venue, and it already has set an impression, unbeknownst to us, that other person already has a glimpse into us by that handshake. And then as we're shaking their hand, it's very important, while we have that eye contact, to repeat their name. You're now personalizing the conversation. You've taken the time. Nice to meet you, spark plug. And you smile. So it's three things. Eye contact, a nice firm handshake, and you repeat that person's name. Very simple, it seems, but oh so key in a first impression.
Well, do you have one story that you could share with us where bad etiquette had an unsavory outcome?
Oh, yes. I hear so many stories in my line of work. This is a business situation. A merger and acquisition was taking place. The group doing the selling left the conference room to have a private discussion in another room, and one of the gentlemen began talking in a disparaging manner about the men doing the buying, using expletives, referring to them by rude names. The intercom system was on and broadcasting into the room of the buyers. So upon their return into the room to resume negotiations, the entire room looked sheepishly at the men, and needless to say, the business transaction just never transpired. We have to be mindful of our surroundings at all times, and the do unto others rule can really never be overstated.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like us to remember about etiquette?
Etiquette is so much more than table manners. You opened your show with that, and it's something that I really drive home to people. When we think of etiquette, most people think that it's just sitting down and learning how to use your flatware and your tableware. Yes, that's an integral part of etiquette, but etiquette is life skills. It's social graces. It's applying common courtesies to life in every aspect of your life. One little common courtesy might make the difference in that promotion in your life. It might make the difference for that second date. It might make the difference for that college acceptance, the school you've been trying to get into. This is all noticed. Human resources people are trained in it. College admissions boards are trained in it. We all look for it. So just be on alert that there are things you can do every day in the self-improvement field by looking at yourself in the mirror, having a friend or family work with you, videotaping yourself, and just noticing how small differences have a huge impact.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Yes, I can be reached at 561-504-6633. My website is palmbeachetiquette.com. www.palmbeachetiquette.com. I travel anywhere in the world to help improve your social skills in the corporate world, women's clubs, organizations, you name it.
And how can people get any of those articles that you've written about etiquette?
Well, I do have certain articles available, and I'm working on my book as we speak. If they contact me, I can send them specific etiquette articles related to the topic in which they're interested in. So if they'd like to go onto my website and contact me, I'll be happy to send them some information. I do accept etiquette questions, too, on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, Ms. Sherry Thomas, president of Palm Beach Etiquette, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Keep up the great work.
All right, thank you. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's top business professionals, like Ms. Sherry Thomas. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. If you'd like more information about our guest, visit her website at palmbeachetiquette.com or give her a call today at 561-504-6633. And be sure to follow her on Twitter at Etiquette Queen. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.